Let's talk about stabilizing your spending. And of course, we all want to do this. To stabilize your spending, you must consider both current and future expenditures. One way to stabilize current expenses is to, whenever possible, opt for equal payment programs, such as those offered with fuel, utility, and city services. Let's talk about spent but not collected. This is part of this. Most budgets are set up to pay monthly bills. Well, what about money you owe that's not collected during the current month? You probably spend it on something else. Then when the bill does arrive, you decide to pay it with maybe the food money, and then you're in trouble. This kind of financial mistake comes from thinking that because you don't have to pay a particular bill during the current month, you're free to spend the money on something else. In reality, however, you've already spent the money. It just hasn't been collected by the creditor yet. To illustrate, take a look at last month's long-distance telephone bill, utility bill, or credit card statement. When a long-distance phone call is made, money has been spent. It's just not collected at that moment. When the lights are on, the water is heating, the air conditioner is running, money is being spent, but not yet collected. As your house just stands there, taxes are being assessed and money is being spent. But again, nothing is collected at the moment. Think of a vacation in a nice hotel. Your linen is changed daily. Your meals are brought to the room. You eat dinners at the fine rooftop restaurant and enjoy cold sodas by the pool. All you have to do is write down your room number and sign your name. No one collects any money until the day you check out, or even later if you put it on a credit card. Now think, was there any doubt in your mind that the room was costing you $120 a day? That it cost over $45 to have a meal brought to your room, and maybe $63 for the dinner on the rooftop? But even though you were spending the money, the hotel wasn't collecting it until the day you checked out. The same thing happens at home. When this concept is not considered, this is how budgets continue to self-destruct. What's the answer? How can a person who wants to develop a good budget, a good lifestyle, in control, how can they incorporate the idea that money is continuously being spent but not collected? Well, the answer lies in something called amortization. Amortization means spreading payments over a period of time, like when you pay for something in installments rather than one lump sum. This is not a recommendation to take out a loan, but rather a recommendation to pay as you go, by making average monthly payments on bills that come due semi-annually and annually. Obviously, your income will not suddenly go up when these periodic financial obligations come due. So to have money available, you need to set aside the cost of these services and items on a regular basis. Calculating and making average monthly payments, amortizing, will keep your expenditures constant. Rather than pay a lump sum of $1,200 for property taxes in January, for example, you can amortize your annual tax assessment by depositing in a bank account $100 a month throughout the year. Similarly, you may need to deposit $28 a month to pay for the annual car registration, perhaps $12 to cover the costs of professional dues when membership renewal comes around. When you follow this principle, things like taxes, car registration, and dues are no longer scary, but they're normal budgeted obligations instead. If you're paid weekly or twice a month, amortizing your monthly bills can also be beneficial. Most people pay each monthly bill from the paycheck that arrives nearest to the bill's due date. This process usually results in feast or famine. For example, if you pay rent out of the first $700 check of the month and the car payment out of the second, rent maybe is $500, so you have only $200 left to live on during the first 2 weeks of the month. The car payment's only $200, which leaves $500 to live on the second 2 weeks of the month. Well, to smooth out this roller coaster existence, amortize the bills by taking $250 for rent, $100 for the car payment out of each paycheck. In this way, you'll have the same amount of money to live on during both 2-week periods of the month. Are you with me? Most people have a pretty good idea of their monthly income, but monthly expenditures are less predictable. One month might have a few expenditures and the next might be very expensive. Most budgets are unable to adapt to such fluctuations and soon become inoperative. The purpose of amortization is to make the outgo as steady and predictable as the income.